President Bush spoke today at the United States Military Academy at West Point. His audience included the 958 members of the West Point class of 2002, and he told them that the U.S. must be ready to launch a preemptive strike against terrorism. The president warned of an unprecedented threat of chemical, biological, or nuclear attack from terrorists and tyrants. There's been much concern since September 11th that the next domestic terrorist attack might be an assault on a nuclear power plant. So the federal government has offered states millions of potassium iodide pills to protect people who live within a 10-mile radius of the plants. But some states, like North Carolina and South Carolina, are rejecting the offer. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Jagow reports.
Lake Norman is a scenic man-made jewel cut into the pines of North Carolina's Piedmont region. Million-dollar homes dot the shores, and a spate of subdivisions has attracted thousands of new residents. The lake also provides cooling water for the McGuire Nuclear Plant, one of two nuclear stations within 25 miles of downtown Charlotte.
See a little dip, a little V in the trees?
There's kind of a little hump. Yeah. You used to be able to see the domes right over there.
From the dock of their Lake Norman home, about 2 miles from the plant, Jack and Sarah Wilson can no longer see McGuire, but it's rarely out of mind these days.
There's always been the concern of, gee, you know, they could just have a plain old nuclear accident. But yeah, there is a serious concern about them being the next target, particularly with McGuire and Catawba, because they are so close to populated areas.
In fact, nearly 280,000 people live within a 10-mile radius of the two plants. One of the Wilsons' neighbors is offering a little peace of mind to those residents and nuclear plant neighbors around the country. Troy Jones sells potassium iodide on his website, nukepills.com.
Since last November, when we launched the site, we have sold thousands and thousands of packs of potassium iodide.
Potassium iodide is a non-prescription drug proven to prevent thyroid cancer, the most common health problem associated with radiation exposure. 16 years after Chernobyl, the world's worst nuclear disaster, cases of thyroid cancer are still being reported. Again, Troy Jones.
In Chernobyl, there were no leukemia cases, there was no birth defects, hereditary diseases, it was all thyroid diseases. So that's what potassium iodide does. It fills your thyroid with stable iodine before you breathe in the radioactive iodine.
The FDA approved potassium iodide in 1982, 3 years after the Three Mile Island nuclear accident, but the drug went virtually unheard of until September 11th. Since then, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has purchased 6 million pills to dole out to states, but North and South Carolina are just saying no. North Carolina Emergency Management Director Tom Ditt says distributing the drug might give people a false sense of security.
It would only protect the thyroid. You could die of radiation poisoning, but have a very happy and very healthy thyroid. So it is not a magic bullet.
And Ditt says potassium iodide could hamper an evacuation.
We want to get the people out of those areas well before there may be a need to administer potassium iodide. So we want to get people out of the area. We do not want them to be scurrying around, well, where are my pills?
But for thousands of Lake Norman residents, like Troy Jones, the only way out is one two-lane road. Jones believes an evacuation would be pure gridlock.
Common sense tells you any evacuation plan of a large amount of people is not going to go the way everyone hopes it might. Because if you think you're just going to be able to cruise out of here in an hour or two and get upwind of this, that's just silly.
Experts estimate it could take 8 hours to evacuate the 10-mile zone around McGuire. Still, there hasn't been a great outcry from the plant's neighbors for the pills. Some, like Lake Norman resident Jack Wilson, hadn't even heard of potassium iodide.
Given the fact that you're sitting in a traffic jam, it might not be a bad idea to do it. Beyond that, I don't really have any strong feelings. Probably the pills would be the last thing I'd grab on the way out the door if I had them. It wouldn't occur to me to get them.
So far, 13 states have decided to accept the NRC's offer of 2 pills for every person within 10 miles of nuclear plants. Some states are sending the drug directly to residents. Others, like Florida, will stockpile them at shelters to hand out during an evacuation. People who want potassium iodide don't have to wait on the government to provide it. The drug is readily available over the internet, and it's cheap, about $10 for a packet of 14 pills. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte.